Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Brandon Vajewski, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Get to pots. Brandon Vajewski, who had a stellar rookie season. He mentioned the other day that there's not five rookies better than him. Yesterday, he mentioned at the podium, very interesting, saying that naturally he's going to have more involvement in the offense. And the way the fan base have been split on him, I don't know. We'll see about Pajewski. We'll see. I think he needs to improve with his jump shot. I
thought his comments were a little aggressive.
It was a little aggressive.
And I would say that, like, he's a young man, so I'm allowing him leniency. Read the room a little, you know? I'm going to have the ball naturally a little more next year. Hey, dude, every young player on this team has exited the season thinking their role is going to be bigger the following year, only to find out that that might not be the reality.
No.
Okay? And so... I just think Pods needs to chill a little. I love Pods.
Yeah.
Chill a little.
Yeah. And you know what? Athletically, he looked a little overmatched in that Sacramento game.
Well, they threw him on De'Aaron Fox, and I'm like, no.
Whether it was Keon Ellis, whether it was Keegan Murray, they were going at Pajewski.
I agree.
They were going at him.
But I like him as a player.
And I do like him as a player. I do like him. I like Pods. I do. He plays hard. I would roll with a lot of Pods. I got that mentality. I love it.
Just don't eat the Tide Pods.
But don't eat the Tide Pods. And then, you know, just work on the jumper, work on the catch and shoot.
I agree.
And he's going to be fine.
I agree.
But I'm not mad at Pods. I'm not mad at his game. He had a very stellar rookie season. I like the confidence. I'd rather have that in a rookie, the confidence, the overconfidence, than not have a guy, than have a guy who's just sapping around. He's like, yeah, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm not mad at Pods.
You know,
he's got a lot of confidence in himself, and I'm not mad at that.
No, I hear you. Now, at the break, you were asking me some questions, and you were looking at me a little sideways regarding the baptism on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. If you want to pivot for a second.
Just a second. Why'd you look at me sideways regarding the baptism?
And I was like, I think Shasky, he keeps hitting me up about the baptism.
Wife is driving me crazy about attendance. Because she's like, the caterer needs to know exactly how many. I go, Michelle, just give him a round number, and whatever it costs, it costs.
Yeah,
so, she's kind of driving me crazy.
So I was like, look, it all depends on the Warriors.
That's
the
what
Warriors
I told my wife.
And the Warriors may be playing on Sunday. And Oklahoma City threw their schedule out. Their first round series starts on Sunday. Then they'll play Wednesday. Then they'll play Friday or Saturday, I think. So, boy, the Warriors missed an opportunity. Could have played the Pelicans without Zion. Would have banged up Brandon Ingram. Then you play the Pelicans.
It's better that this happened.
But then it is a blessing in disguise.
This is a cold, hard truth. This like is a blessing me when I get the catering bill.
Yeah, so the catering bill is going to be high. So I was looking at Shasky. I was like, how many people are going to this baptism? Shasky's like 300, 350.
That is not what I said.
It's like,
not
damn.
That is not what I said.
Like, damn, what is this, a wedding?
You have to understand. Okay, two things here. Oh, actually, there's like five. But two to start with. We've got a big family that all live here. I didn't even invite a lot of the, you know, NorCal family, which is, lives an hour, 2 hours away. I got like 65, 70 family members in the immediate San Francisco area, right? Then I've got all my family friends or whatever that are like essentially like family, and everybody's got 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, right? And it's like, you gotta invite them and you gotta invite the kids. Now I feel like I'm turning into Steiny.
Well, yeah, you've been sounding like Steiny. What's up with this? You like...
Because I kind of like that bit. And then, you know, they win, and then they lose, Steiny, and then I'm on the sidelines.
You're more like me than you think you are.
Exactly. No, but so the other strange. Part is this. The other so part is strange. This.
I like what Jasky's just asking.
I'm projecting here. And I'm like, you know, the baptism normally you go immediate family, whatever. But there's like people that I see constantly. I got to invite like Rocco and I got to invite you. And I got to invite a lot of people. And I'm not saying that like in a bad way. I want you guys there. I want you to be a part of LJ's life. And so it's gotten tremendously larger than I expected and anticipated. And you know what? I told my wife, like, whatever it costs, and I'll be angry about it, like, when it's all done. But, like, just stop asking me questions. Like, just here's the amount of money, whatever you need, let's go.
Yeah, baby Chaz's first birthday party cost me a pretty penny.
So you get it.
And we've scaled back tremendously over the next two birthdays. Although last year we did go to Disneyland.
Well, see, here's where we get a little lucky. <You know. laughs> Here's where we get a little lucky. His birthday's in November, late November. And so I anticipate weather's not great. You can't go outside. It's holiday time. He's going to be around Thanksgiving like myself. So birthdays aren't going to be some huge hoopla.
Just do it. Just do a burp jumpy house or something. Indoors.
We're going to the batting cages when he can. What are you talking about? For me and him. You know what I mean? So, yes, on Sunday, we got a big christening coming up, and I'm excited for it.
And the baby's not going to remember.
Let me
see the pictures.
But he's wearing a family. There's like a gown that Michelle's side of the family has that's very traditional. He's going to have his little suit underneath. Pops, you know, me, I've got my suit. My grandpa's going to be there, you know? And so I wanted him to be surrounded by family. And there's a lot of people that haven't met him yet, right? And so we've had a lot of trauma over the last 6 months. This will be a good opportunity to kind of start refresh in the spring. The other part is there are graduations galore in May. So we had to get that Irish Center before, you know, all these other graduations got in front.
We'll be in the back row at the baptism watching NBA playoffs while LJ gets baptized.
That in the back room? Dog, I'm bringing the iPad. What are you talking about?
We'll be watching Dynamax Giants.
I was going to do the jumpy house, but that got a little pricey just because there's going to be so many kids.
What a jumpy house. I got some connections on jumpy houses.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can they do the indoor one, the smaller one?
Oh, nah, probably.
Because I want like toddlers only. I don't really want the big kids.
Well, they got some,
that's how kids get hurt.
Well, they got some spots. They got some inside spots at jumpy houses where what did we do, baby Chaz's last birthday? On Gary Street, they got this little jumpy house for toddlers.
Yeah, yeah.
We had about 12, 15 toddlers there.
Yeah.
They got the big slides. They got the ball pit. They got games, fake kitchen, go up there, read books. So there's a couple
out there. So now I have to ask you about jumpy houses. Are you the parent who's policing the other kids? Or
no, I'm in there jumping in with them.
Oh, well, that
I'm the guy that the kids throw the balls at. And they chase me around and they
like a cobra.
I like being a big kid. I like being a big kid until it takes a while to get up that slide and then go down the slide. It kind of hurts a little bit.
Bonte's Adam Sandler and Billy Madison 100%. Playing dodgeball with the kids.
100%.
Now you're all in big trouble.
I love that. Well, so my cousin Mike, his daughter Noelle turns 5 on Saturday, and we got a little party before, and then I got a first communion I got to go to after. It's like 7,000 kids I know having a first communion. But point being is that my cousin Mike always does the jumpy house. And every year, one kid is the kid that all the kids come out of the jumpy house crying, and they're pointing, he hit me from behind, he's messing with
me. There's always going to be a crier.
Some little punk.
Yeah, there's always going to be a couple criers, or there's going to be some little punk kid who's going to do some things, and that's when I check the punk kids. Yeah, hey,
so you do check the kid.
Sometimes. But in a great way. I'm like, hey. That's my thing.
But there are, kids that like need to be like, hey, young man, those are girls. Don't put your hands on
and
them.
And that's where the parents should be paying attention.
100%.
And I don't want to have to police other people's 100%. Kids. 100%.
Like, there's rough house.
Let me ask you something.
And then there's like, you know what I'm saying?
No, totally. And that's why it was nice with the Warriors not having to do that with the young players this year.
We'll get back to the Warriors in a second. I just see something here from Matt Nahiga to email. peanut allergies. He asked a random question. Anyone have peanut allergies?
Not me.
What the hell is peanut allergies? There's peanut allergies?
Yes. Yeah, you'll learn it in kindergarten because you're not allowed to bring peanut butter sandwiches now to school. It's like...
you serious?
Oh, it's like one level up from... Well, I'm not even going to stay. That's not even a good joke.
Wait, you can't bring PB&J into schools now?
Oh, there are certain schools where you're not allowed to do that. Absolutely.
No. What?
Yes. You didn't know that?
No.
Peanut allergies are... There's a kid on our team right now. I believe it's Jaden. Like, extremely allergetic to this. I mean, it's like very bad. Absolutely. It's a huge thing.
I didn't realize it was a thing.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
There's entries peanut-free schools now?
Yeah.
What?
It's very serious. I was uninitiated until about 5 years ago.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. So, like, when you're coaching, sometimes you'll see, like, a form where it'll be, like, list all of your allergies. Because, like, some of these things are very serious. You don't want one of the parents, like, bringing snacks or whatever and kid throws something down. And sometimes they can't have any even cross-contamination. I mean, it's very serious. Their throat's closing. It's bad.
That's why you look on packaging, it'll say may contain peanut like pine nuts or nuts or is made in a facility.
That's peanut free or allergen free.
Now they have it during Halloween time. Like certain houses will say, hey, we sell peanut free stuff. Or we're giving it
I don't think I have. I don't know.
By the way, I love peanut butter.
Oh, of course. Reese's?
Love peanut butter. No, I just like peanut butter.
Wow. Damn.
I like the smooth over the crunchy.
Yeah. No, I like the crunchy.
You like the crunchy?
I like the crunchy.
But see,
like the crunchy.
Here's the thing.
I had to smooth too much. I grew up on the government peanut butter.
I feel you on that, though.
And so when I got a chance to get the crunchy.
The crunchy, it gets, when they have like the oil that's like hovering over
separated.
The top.
That's when it's legit.
Too. Yes, but you got to whisk a little or whatever. Mix it up.
888-957-9570. Shaka wants to talk about moves for the Warriors. Let's get back on track here.
Does he have a peanut allergy?
I can already hear the boss man. 10 minutes. You talk about peanut allergies 2 days after the offseason. Shaka!
Shasky's christening.
What's up, Shaka?
Hey, what's up, y'all, man? So I just wanted to just say something real quick about the Warriors and what we need to do, right? Huh. So this year I was doing NBA fantasy, and I won a championship. And, like, all year I just had to, like, switch out different players, put in different players, and, like, make sure my team was good for the week. And I know some players that the Warriors should get. So, Charlotte Hornets, they got a guy named Nick Richards and a guy named Miles Bridges. We need to pick those guys up. If we do anything, we need to trade Jonathan Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins for Miles Bridges.
Well, let me ask you this real quick. Let me ask you this, Shaka, because Miles Bridges is a good player, but he comes with a lot of baggage, if you know what I mean. Do you think this fan base and this organization could accept a player that's had some things go on in his life the way they've got on?
Hey, if we can accept Chris Paul.
Chris Paul's not putting his hands on women.
He's not putting his hands on women. Miles Bridges has been accused of some very serious things.
Hey, winning cures everything, though, man. As long as we winning, the fan base ain't gonna mind.
I get what you're saying. Look, he's able to play in the league. He actually had a good game against the Warriors when the Warriors won there, but. I always struggle with these things, right? There's an accusation. I mean, Trevor Bauer's out here, you know, and I've heard from 50 people on both sides of the fence on Trevor Bauer. I'm indifferent just in general because I don't know what to make of any. I feel like our own justice system has a difficulty trying to figure out who's done what, who's guilty, who's not guilty. I mean, who knows?
Look,
when these leagues allow someone to play, that doesn't mean that your team wants to sign up for having that guy on your team.
Yeah, I just, you know, his wife doubled down. Miles Bridges basically said, look, he's a good guy, deserves a second chance. I don't know how much I want to get into that. But there was accusations of Miles Bridges. He did have to step away from the NBA. And look, man, is he a guy who's a winning player? Is he going to fix all your problems? He is athletic. There's no doubt about that. But I just don't see the Warriors going down that route when you consider the baggage around him.
And is he able to play basketball?
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if he's a winning player. He's been in Charlotte, stuck. Nobody's a winning player in Charlotte.
I guess. I mean, is that even fair to ask? It just when I think of him, I think of a better Kelly Oubre.
Nah, he's better than that. He's a different player. So 26 years old, 6'9" wingspan.
Not to cut you off, Andy, real quick, just to clarify everything going on with him off the court. Bridges is currently serving a 3 years of probation after pleading no contest in exchange for no jail time in the June 2022 domestic violence case involving the mother of his two children, who accused Bridges of assaulting her in front of the children. He must adhere to a 10-year criminal protection order for the women, weekly narcotics and marijuana testing and restitution, according to the L.A. County District Attorney's Office.
Look, I personally, I believe in second and third chances. I'm a product of those things. This is a very serious thing, and everyone has their own moral compass, right? So I don't think there's one way to do this. I'm very conflicted on something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going that route. I don't know if I'm going that route. I don't know if the Warriors go down that route. Let's go to Manny on the Dumbarton Bridge. Manny, what's happening? You're on the roast. What up, Manny?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. It's been a while since I called in. I listen to you guys every day, as always. Man, I sat there in disbelief on Tuesday. I was hoping beyond hope that they were going to pull it off, man. When they came within one, I said, here we go. I need playoff Clay. And then reality sunk in.
Yeah.
We all saw it, man. We all saw it. And what I want to reference is this. You guys been talking about the Giants. I'm going to reference the Niners, man. Bill Walsh had a philosophy of letting guys go before they got to the point where you had to let them go. Guys like, you know, Ray Wersing and Hacksaw, right? And I think as much as we love Clay and appreciate everything that he's done for this team over the last decade, what's the point in paying him and keeping him around? We saw what we saw, right? The young cats are the face of the franchise, and I was just thinking while I was on hold, man, Mike Dunleavy has to take a page out of the A's book and moneyball this thing and find players that are going to fit under the cap that we can revolve around Steph. I know you guys have been saying it, and I'm just parroting off of it, but keeping Clay, keeping Draymond, as sentimental as it is, because we all were there a decade ago. I remember where I was when they won their first championship. I was sitting in my buddy's living room in disbelief. Yep. But, you know, as great as the memory is, you hold on to that and you got to move forward. And that's what us as a Warrior fan base, like you said, we're going to find out who's who when the time comes, when we build this thing down and bring it right back up. But we got to do it while we still have number 30. Able to be the central piece in bringing it up. That's all I got, fellas. I appreciate your time. Appreciate the line, as always.
Hey, excellent call, Manny. Excellent call. And I'm kind of with you there. You're going to have to rebuild this thing. It's just a tough reality. We're going to do the legal, and we're going to get into Klay Thompson. Because it's been weighing on me. It has been. And that image of him walking off the floor Tuesday night without getting a bucket. Not one bucket. It just sucks that that's the lasting image for a lot of people here after a decade. And really after a solid season for him. He really changed his season. He turned it around. He came off the bench the last game before the All-Star break, and he lit it up, and he didn't look back. He had a really good end to the season until, of course, the play-in game. And that was tough. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, in HD1 San Francisco. Don't forget that you can also watch us every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on to search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages, as we have added the QR code on both pages. Shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line. Klay Thompson. Mike Dunleavy is going to speak at noon today. Mike Dunleavy, the GM of the Golden State Warriors, he'll be speaking at noon for everybody out there. So I'm sure we will carry that live right here on 95.7 The Game. Mike Dunleavy, GM of the Warriors, speaking at noon. You can hear it right here on 95.7 The Game. But the first question was from Anthony Slater, who will join us in about, I don't know, 55 minutes. First question to Klay Thompson. And Clay's initial response, I want you to hear this.
Your future with the Warriors heading into this offseason that feels obviously pretty unknown.
We don't want to talk about the season first. You want to talk about the future? There was a lot of games played, man. That was a pretty big accomplishment. What's up with y'all not wanting to live in the present, bro? It's ridiculous. Anyways, what was your question?
That's Clay. And then here's what he said about lingering on the court after the Sacramento loss.
Some of the things going through my head. Well, first one, just disappointment because to not shoot the ball well, obviously. Big old donut, so that wasn't very fun. I did look up in the nosebleeds, though, and I did see a man wearing a number 11 jersey. That made me happy, you know, considering my history in Sacramento from playing a state championship there to playing the Kings in the playoffs. That was kind of a full circle moment for me. So that was actually a good moment, just seeing that Warriors fan standing by his lonesome up in the 300 level, repping 11. That made me grateful.
Wow. And then let's just go back to the first question one more time.
Your future with the Warriors heading into this offseason that feels obviously pretty unknown.
We don't want to talk about the season first. You want to talk about the future? There was a lot of games played, man. That was a pretty big accomplishment. So with y'all not wanting to live in the present, bro? It's ridiculous. Anyways, what was your question?
Clay, as I watched that live on the Zoom, looked very uncomfortable. He would answer a question. Somebody starts asking a question. He put his head down. I just wanted to give, I mean, there's one of the most moments where, like, you want to give a guy a hug. You don't score in the play-in game. You lose in the play-in game. Could be your last game as a member of the Golden State Warriors. He just didn't look like he wanted to be there yesterday. Looked like he just wants to get away. Looked like he's conflicted. He's just never been in this position before. He's not the same player. You know, you go 0 for 10 on national television, 0 for 6 from 3. Then he's talking about the guy he sees in the 300 club wearing a number 11 jersey, just reflecting on it. Clay was salty. He was quirky. You could see the emotions on his sleeve. You could see it on his face. It was a tough scene, Shasky.
You know what?
It was tough for me to watch.
Oh, I want to continue talking about this, but, you know, instantly what I was thinking when I heard him, both after the game, just all year, like before the game, you sent us some audio from him. All year. And I think even going back to last year, this is the song that was going in my head when I would hear Klay Thompson talk. Trap, money, penny. He's in his feelings. Got me in my feelings. I just, the guy's been in his feelings nonstop. And he's all over the place. I legitimately feel empathy for him, and he's hitting the Pablo zone. Like, I feel like he's in the Pablo Sandoval zone in that I think he's got a lot of frustration, anger, whatever the word is you want to use to describe it. And I think he's going to look back at himself and just the situation as a whole. And I think there's going to be some regret. I think there's going to be a lot of regret, whether it's the fans, you know, just things that have happened. I think he's going to look back at this situation with a different perspective.
Well, he'll grow from it. He'll grow from it. He needs to grow from it.
But I don't think sometimes he understands how it's perceived. He comes off as angry, and I just think that there's a lacking of reading the room at times when I hear some of the things that he says, and I think that it is perceived by a lot of people and who I heard from yesterday. They're like, "Bro, why are you angry?"
But you know what, though?
And like, he's mad at Slater for asking the question. It's like, well, did you want Slater to start with? You know, you didn't play well yesterday. Like, I don't know.
Fair. Slater was fair, but you know what, though? He listens. It watches everything to a fault, which is always, whenever I speak to teams or players, I say, please don't look at Twitter. Don't look at social media. Because here's the fact that these players do look at social media, and they do hear the things that we say. It's been proven. Draymond Green proved that to us all one night in Madison Square Garden. Klay Thompson hears everything, and he's heard everything. He had to quote last season when he said, you know, all these bandwagon fans, they weren't here when we were down bad. Remember that? He had to walk that back?
Yeah.
He hears everything. It's probably not the right look. It wasn't a good look, but it was truth in that. It was some truth in that.
Yeah, but you don't
but it
say,
wasn't the best look.
You don't I have get to it. Say everything
but,
that goes
but what
through
I'm saying
head.
Is, what I'm saying is he goes through it, and he doesn't know how to channel that. And I'm okay with that. The guy's a human being. The guy hears, and he wears his frustrations after having two devastating leg injuries. And he's like, damn, my old fan base, half this fan base don't have my back, Klay Thompson?
Fonte, make sure you don't miss that break, bro.
We'll continue this conversation brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises, and get to Tim, Samita, and Big Kurt on the other side.
Things are buzzing in Fremont by choosing the bank with...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.